So over the weekend, we had a really good Pride 48 event. It was tiring, but so much fun. So we did get together on Friday evening, and we had pink carpet and gave away gift cards for pizza. And Fatty did a great job, except he got, the more he drank, the slower he got at introducing people. We normally spend about half an hour on the pink carpet in New Orleans. And the pink carpet took the entire evening until Fatty, but he got to the point where he was so inebriated that I was having to feed him names of the next person he needed to introduce.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was having to feed him.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3484 of BFO for Monday, the 14th of June, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and maybe some voice letters. Big Fatty. Wavers, Big Fatty, we're doing the wave. No, not that kind of waver. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. And y'all, you are wavers today. Because y'all, today in the U.S. of A, y'all, it's Flag Day, Big Fatty. So y'all, get out your old glory. And Big Fatty, did you say go to glory? No. Get out your old glory and spruce up your stars and stripes and celebrate the do the Pledge of Allegiance. Big Fatty, I think that's a lovely idea. And y'all enjoy your lovely Flag Day. Now, y'all, remember that this, for right, the 18th is the last day for little shows to sign up to be a part of the July Pride 48 event, July 23rd through the 25th. Get your entries in now. Yes, Big Fatty, get it in. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was, what was I saying? Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right little show. And, y'all, Big Fatty, you gotta stand up. Well, y'all, I'm gonna stand up now so that the Apple clock registers me for standing. Actually, y'all, I'm cheating. Big Fatty, you're cheating hot. No, you're cheating hot. No, y'all, I'm cheating because I'm still sitting, but I'm moving my arm back and forth like I'm walking, and the Apple clock thinks that I'm moving, and it'll credit me for standing up during this hour. Big Fatty, you are cheating. Oh, there it is. It just credited me. Okay. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I finished recording, and y'all, I look out, and my neighbor, y'all, I gotta tell you, I've got the nicest neighbors on earth. My neighbor, He was cutting my grass in the backyard. Now, y'all, I had just sent a message to my yard guy saying, "Hey, if you can fit me in, that sounds vulgar. If you can fit me in next week, I've got company coming to town on Wednesday, and I'd like for the villa to look lovely. Just lovely." And, y'all, I didn't hear anything back from it. And, y'all, then, so I walked outside and my, told my neighbor, I said, "Hey, did you see somebody out here cutting my grass?" And he says, "Yes, I saw a Mexican beef." And he did not say that. "I saw somebody, cut it and, run down the road." I said, "Well, if you see him again, please thank him." He says, "I'll do it." And, y'all, then he cut the front yard, too. And, y'all, it's, I mean, the villa doesn't have a big yard by any means. But, y'all, it's just kindness. It is just kindness. And, y'all, then, he and his wife stopped by, young Nicholas stopped by. I think young Nicholas stopped by on Thursday. Y'all, they came over. They have these, I call them the grandmother flowers, the hydrangeas. He broke off a beautiful stem of it and brought it over to me, and I put it in a little vase, and it's sitting out on the veranda of the villa. Y'all, it's just lovely, y'all, and it's just little acts of kindness that y'all, I guess the older you get, the more you appreciate those kinds of things. Be ready. Anyway, y'all, I just wanted to say that. We had Friday at y'all, I got my y'all, even though it was hot as blue blazes all weekend, y'all, I did get all of my nipple walking in for the week. It was just lovely to do that. And y'all, I just sweating like a pig in church. Betty, I didn't know pigs went to church. Well, maybe they don't, but anyway, that's how I was sweating. And Fatty, you ain't right. I'm not right. But anyway, y'all, what was I going to say? Y'all, for right night, y'all, Durwood brought chicken wings. Y'all, we had an assortment of them. And Big Fatty made another one of those big garden solids, like at the garden. And y'all, then for dessert, we had root beer floats. Oh, Big Betty, that just sounds like the old soda fountain, like where the old people used to go and get a root beer float for a nickel. Well, okay. But y'all, it was just different and refreshing. So, y'all, you can either do a root beer float or a Coca-Cola float. You just put some vanilla ice cream in a cup and you pour the Coca-Cola or the root beer over it, and it gets real foamy. So you gotta kind of suck that off. We don't need to hear about you sucking off anything. Suck that off of it, and then just eat it. Y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, if you hadn't had one, put that on your to-do list this week and have yourself a Coca-Cola float or a root beer float. Yes, Big Betty, we'll do it. Actually, we've already done it. And y'all, then the evening progressed, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And it got time for everyone to go, and everyone had headed out except young Nicholas. He was the last to leave. There may have been a little rehearsal that evening as well. It was damn near a performance. Well, it was I guess that was called what is that called when there's a
a test audience. It's a preview. It's preview audience. And y'all, he got ready to leave, couldn't find his keys. Couldn't find his keys. Now, y'all, I had seen the keys sitting on the counter. But y'all, everything got moved around and things like that. And I didn't think another thing about it. Y'all, we looked up and down in every nook and cranny. Big Fat, did you say nook and granny? No. Y'all, and finally, we looked under the cushion on the glider on the veranda. Now, y'all, the glider is metal, and it's got these metal slats in it, but they're not close together by any means. They're like 3 inches apart or something like that, and it's under the cushion. And, y'all, I have no idea how they got there. Young Nicholas had no idea how they got there. But, y'all, after about a 45-minute search, they were found. They were found, I tell you. And all was well with the world again. Y'all, on Saturday, y'all woke up Saturday morning and I had an e-letter from the TSA. You know, that's the transportation it's those people that go through your underpants at the aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto. And y'all, they said, "Big Freddy, congratulations, you are now a trusted traveler." And I said, "Thank you for calling." Now, y'all, they had told me when I went to have the fingerprints and my picture taken and everything on Thursday. Now, this is noon on Thursday, that it could take up to 30 days. Well, y'all, it was by Saturday morning. It was within 36 hours that I had been approved. Big Fatty, you're more of a fat risk than a flight risk, I guess so. But y'all, I'm now a trusted traveler. I went into the Delta. You know, I like to fly the Delta because I've got the Sky Miles. I went in there and I put in my trusted traveler number, and y'all, then I could update my passport information in there and everything. And y'all, I felt special. I just felt very special. Saturday afternoon, young Nicholas stopped back by. Big Fatty, did he lose his keys again? No, he had them with him. And stopped by, and we visited for a little while. Saturday night, y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I got me a new what is that thing called? The Apple Snack TV, 4K. Big Fatty, did it cost $4,000? No. Well, what's the 4K? I think that's something to do with the TV machine. But y'all, I wanted to use first of all, the one that I had, Bill in St. Louis. You know, he's the number one fan times two. He sent me that years ago. Y'all, I think it was the very first Apple Snack TV machine thing. And y'all, it worked just fine for what I wanted. But y'all, I decided I wanted to make the Apple Snack TV the hub for. And y'all, this if this gets too technical for you, just let me know. But I wanted it to be the hub for my home automation. And y'all, you have to use the Home app. Now, Veda has told me that the Home app is crap, but y'all, I've used it and I like it. Anyway, it's now my new hub. And so I got that all set up and everything. Y'all, I didn't know how to work the remote. I couldn't figure out how to click it. And y'all, I accidentally touched the top of it and it clicked and it did what it wanted to. So y'all, it's new. It's new and new and improved. But we'll see how it goes. But Anyway, and y'all, on Saturday, I took, I'd gotten a pound of that Impossible Burger hamburger substitute, and y'all, I took a half an onion and I cooked it in some olive oil. Oh, Popeye! No, not that kind of olive oil. Oh, okay. And with some garlic flavor in it, and did that with the onion, and then I put some mushrooms in there, and then I browned that fake hamburger meat. Y'all, it browns up just like it was ground meat. And I mixed all that together, and I added a can of the diced tomatoes. And it had some oregano, it had some Italian Mussolini spices in it, and cooked that all together. And y'all, you know, I had bought some of those pasta, raviolis. It was the raviolis with the Italian sausage in it, so I boiled those, and I put them in the bottom of a baking dish, and I put that Italian Mussolini fake meat sauce on top of it, and then some cheese, a four cheese blend, and bake that in the oven. And y'all hadn't had it yet. I'm getting ready to have that for my supper here on Sunday as I record this. And y'all, then I cooked up the rest of those Brussels sprouts I had with the other half of the onion and some Bayfran. And so I've got those ready to go. And y'all, I had bought some frozen cone with jalapenos and Bayfran in it at the Sam's Club a few weeks ago. So I took out one of those and I baked it up. So I've got a few little things to eat this week as the week progresses. And and then Sunday, I'm going to tell you, it has been raining, y'all. It's as if the heavens have opened up. Well, Big Fatty, they did, but we've had a lot of rain, and what was I saying about that? So, but anyway, I got out and did my nipple walk, y'all. It was fairly cool. The high on Sunday was only gonna be 77, and I'm not even sure it made it to that. But y'all, you know, it with the humidity, it was hot as blue blazes, nonetheless. And what did I do, Big Fatty? We don't know. I did my nipple walks and everything, and I came back here to the villa, got my shirt. Y'all, I've been watching some things on the TV machine. The sports ball is on, and so I'm watching it right now. And y'all, I think that, I'm getting ready to record the Little Fatty Cast too. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, Gussie, Big Fatty, you didn't get to voice letters. No, I didn't, but I've got some. So we've got those coming up later this week. Y'all, the Nip is coming to visit starting Wednesday. He'll be here Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday, and we're going to leave Saturday and going to Hilson Head Island. Going to meet his sister and his friend down there, and they're going to be there for a week. I'm not going to be there the whole week, but I'll be there for a few days. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, what did you and Mittens do?
I was having to feed him.
Has something happened to Mittens? Please tell us what's happened.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.